when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
It's the most wonderful day of the week.
It is. It's, you know, it's a song you can sing once a week.
It is.
Now, a Kiwi couple may have uncovered the world's largest potato.
Oh.
Yeah. They called it Doug.
Of course.
They didn't plant it, though.
A wild potato.
Yeah. Colin and Donna Craig Brown were weeding their garden in Hamilton when they discovered something that they thought might have been like a fungus or a puffball. Mm. But after a quick taste, who decides to taste it? They discovered it
Let me just taste it.
A self-sown potato. It's not a particularly attractive looking thing. It's a big gnarly looking thing.
Well, potatoes generally aren't that attractive, are they?
But this one is not a smooth one by any stretch. It weighs 7.8 kilos. They've called it Doug and they reckon they might try turning it into vodka.
Oh, okay. Not what I expected.
Thought it might be chips. Thought it could be some sort of potato scallop job. But yeah. No.
Chip it, yeah. No. All right.
Turn it into vodka.
Interesting.
There you go. Well, we wish them the best and we hope we all get a taste.
Yeah.
I got very excited because I thought it was McCappy Day tomorrow. It's next weekend.
Next week, prepare yourself.
We're getting organised. So I'm just saying, giving you plenty of notice, McCappy Day is next week. Or you can get yourself all geared up for it by going and getting some action tomorrow or any day.
Okay.
Just practising what you need to do to help McCappy Day.
And by that you mean Macca's?
Yeah.
Okay. Just go and get some action.
Yeah. Well, you,
okay.
Well, listen, if that's how you prepare for McCappy Day, that's fine. But, yes, what is happening this weekend is the Arts Festival. That continues. So check out lots of art-related action.
One would assume.
Yes. By checking our website, or you can check the mandurah.gov.wa.au website for all the bits. I just guessed that website, so just maybe Google Mandurah Arts Festival.
There's also the Wearable Art Showcase.
That's right.
Which is a part of it on this weekend.
Have we got more chance, I think, if you listen later on through the day to win your way into that, by the way?
Yeah.
So today's also the day we get the roadmap for opening up the borders.
Yes, that will be interesting.
Because
there's like half the people want it open by Christmas, and then the other half, you know, like people running hospitals are saying, oh, we can't handle it. So it's going to be very interesting to see which kind of way they go.
Yeah.
Is it peer pressure or what's actually going to work? I don't know.
Well, I think eventually at some point things are going to have to open up.
Obviously.
We're going to have to work out how to do it. And obviously,
it's just
what restrictions are going to be involved in that process. Because we've been, we whinged when the masks were around.
I know.
But we didn't wear them anywhere near as much as a lot of other people had to. So we may have to have masks at events, you know, which is potentially what it's going to be. Like you probably have to wear a mask at the footy, you know, things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
But
magic numbers that we need to
Well, that's
find
the
out.
Other thing that we need to sort out too is making sure everybody that can, you know, gets the yip, you know, the jab.
No, people don't know what these words mean. Action and yip, like you need to explain.
You know what I'm talking about. In context, it all makes a lot of sense. So apparently we aren't as humans very good at estimating things. Nikki, like, you know, the odds of us winning lotto, generally, for one, we kind of overestimate that. But more everyday stuff too, like, let's face it, unless you're very strict about calorie counting, we all underestimate how much we eat and drink in a day. I swear it was only one bit of pizza, you know what I mean? And not even talking about alcohol in that. Studies have revealed that we overestimate our ability to drive. I mean, obviously not me, but generally.
But everybody else.
Everybody else does. Mm. Also, how well we kiss.
Right.
Yeah. And newsflash, how young we look.
Oh, God.
Yeah, everyone else at the school reunion looked ancient.
Lucky, I looked amazing.
Lucky I've stood up to the test of time quite well. But on the upside, when we walk away from conversations with new people, we generally underestimate how much we think they like us. You know how you go, I love that. It was a great conversation. But do they think I'm all right?
Right.
Generally, if you enjoy talking to them, chances are they like talking to you too.
Oh, isn't that nice?
But before you get a big head, you've likely overestimated how interesting you are to talk to generally.
Wow, okay. That's a lot to process.
Nikki and the Mellows, three things you need to know.
So, if you want to check out more of the Mandurah Arts Festival, which continues over the weekend, please do that. There's plenty of opportunities. Our website can plug you into stuff you need to know. Plus, also, Heat One of the City of Rockingham's Breakthrough Music Competition is happening. If you want to see some emerging musical talent, then Sunday is when it's on, this first heat, at Rockingham Youth Centre. Again, coastlive.com.au for info.
Awesome. Some special guest judges as well.
Indeed.
Cav from Eskimo Joe's going to be there.
That's right. November 5, By the way, people, is National Redhead Day.
Nice.
Do you know the most common surname in Italy, Rossi, means redhead?
There you go.
Yeah. If you're a redhead with blue eyes, apparently you're a unicorn.
A unicorn.
Well
there you go. I can accept a bit of that.
Rare is okay. Doesn't mean you got a hump coming or no, not a hump.
A hump, a horn.
A horn coming. That's right. No, less than a million people have this rare combo of eye and hair. And bees like redheads more than people with other hair colours. So I'm not sure if that means you should get a beehive or avoid them, but I figure you should be able to find honey easily if you are a redhead for sure.
Sniff it out.
Absolutely.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Live from the future, where it's already the weekend. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A trailer has been released for the upcoming animated Sing sequel, featuring a whole heap of famous voices. So the movie features an all-star cast with Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, Taron Egerton, Tori Kelly, Halsey, Pharrell Williams, and Bono, just to name a few.
Ooh, nice.
The sequel will also feature plenty of familiar songs from Billie Eilish, Drake, U2, The Weeknd, Prince, Taylor Swift, BTS, Cardi B, Shawn Mendes, and Camila Cabello, just to name a few. Whew, here's the trailer.
Dream big dreams. We just gotta be brave now.
Wrong again! Again!
You broke the bonds and lose the chains. Carry the cross of my shame, of my shame. You know.
Will never be great, Johnny.
Sound pretty epic right there.
Sing 2 is in cinemas from Boxing Day. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has pledged to stop using real guns on the set of all his future movies. He says he and his production company will only use rubber guns on the set of all upcoming films and TV shows. The decision comes after the death of a cinematographer on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust. This is what The Rock had to say.
I think the most prudent thing and the smartest thing to do is just pause for a second and really re-examine how you're going to move forward and how we're going to work together. So, look, any movie we do, $7 does, with any studio, the rule is we're not going to use real guns. Like, that's it.
Okay.
Nice rule. Probably should have been in already.
I don't understand why
honest,
they were needed at all in the first place.
I know. Oh, well. And Gal Gadot is set to play the Evil Queen in a live-action Snow White movie. She is reportedly in final negotiations for the role, which has no title or release date as of yet. Gal is also in the big-budget Netflix movie Red Notice with Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, which will hit Netflix on November 12th, so not too long to wait for that one.
Nice.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.